this team behind yours that you're especially so stingy with the defensive wing for the year?
You just can't try to break the game wide open. Against a team like them, if you give them their chances, they're gonna score. And if you try to make too many plays or try to force anything, they're gonna make you pay with those turnovers. So we have to focus on just our game and not letting their game affect ours.
Is there an area of this team's game overall that is our focus on down the stretch? I know that you want to finish first division and everything, but to try to make sure that the game is right going into the playoffs.
I think it's everything. You just want to go in, you want to have your mojo, you want to be feeling good, you want to feel like everything's firing on all cylinders, and I think that's just a matter of tweaking a few things here and there, and we have to, you have to finish the year strong. You want to be in the best position possible, and we still have a lot to fight for.
Mark, obviously yourself, Blake, and Nikolai, a lot of speed, a lot of pace, a lot of skill in that line. What can that pace kind of do when you're trying to generate opportunities against a team that is as defensive as sound as the Islanders are?
Obviously the speed's a big focus, but I think simplicity is the biggest thing. It's not about you're trying to make a million plays, up the ice. It's about making their D turn, on a shift to shift basis, and that's for every line. That's how you beat a team that has a good defense and play a solid trap game. You have to get up behind their D and make them turn and make it a tough game on them. And if it takes 59 minutes to beat them down, then we have to be ready for that.